And we are back. Welcome to the show. I am Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, guess what? We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts 90 Day Fiancé Episode 4 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment on this bullshit.
Damn. Tell us how you really feel, why don't you? For those of you new to the show, here's the deal, man. So Terrell's never really been a big fan of reality TV, but somewhere in the past he made a deal with the devil, said he'd never watch The Bachelor until I had a Black Bachelor, and quarantine hit, and guess what? ABC said, let's try the black guy, and enter Matt James, and he was stuck watching The Bachelor. So me being a good friend that I am, I watched it with him. Him being a good friend that he is, he in turn decided to watch one of my favorite shows with me, Married at First Sight, season 13. Made a deal halfway through that season and wound up, having to watch season 14. And then made another deal with the devil. And here we are watching yet another reality TV show. So thank you, Terrell, for your deals with the devil. And to, all, of course, all the prayer warriors who've made us get here to where we're watching 90 Day Fiancé season 9.
So those who have commented, there will be no more deals from the devil on these reality shows because it's just bullshit. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a conspiracy between Prayer Warriors and TLC and Lifetime. No matter what I say, they're going to be like, what did Terrell say? We're going to make that happen.
Re-edit, please. Re-edit. Well, you know, at some point you're going to actually admit that you kind of like this. And, I really thought this was a good time for us to really jump into 90 Day Fiancé. Because 90 Day Fiancé is one of those, it's like Young and Restless, Bold and Beautiful, As the World Turns and Guiding Light. It's an ongoing soap opera, at least it has been, right? And it has so many different factors to it. And then they decided to start post-quarantine with six new couples and one couple we've seen from 90 Day Fiancé the other way. And that's Ari and Benny. So as we dive into these couples, you're meeting them for the first time. We're meeting them for the first time, with, again, the exception of Ari and Benny. And let's go ahead and start by order of appearance today. Let's start with Emily and Kobe in Salina, Kansas.
Well, first thing that caught my attention today was, why is Kobe rocking the tidy whities?
Like, yeah, but underwear model, he sure got the most basic shit.
Yeah. He's a low end underwear model. It's
like, yeah, these are draws.
Yeah, I'm an underwear model for Hanes.
Even Fruit of the Loom got colors and designs. Yeah. Then again, let's be fair. He's a former underwear model, right? And he has a dad
it's
bod
a parent.
Now.
It's a parent.
He has a dad bod now. Them size, them 30 waist drawers he used to wear, 28 waist drawers he used to wear, don't fit into a 36, 38 anymore now.
No, they don't. But like, if I had a theme for Kobe this episode, oh my God.
Like, Matt, leave that man alone. I can only imagine what it's like for him to meet Coben for the first time ever, right? I mean, he's 17 months old. You've known about this kid and you've only seen him on FaceTime. To actually meet him in person, the emotions have to be overwhelming just before he even gets to see him. So let that man cry in peace.
I'm not knocking the crying. I'm just like, there's other words besides, oh my God. I don't know what they say in Cameroon, but I'm just like, there's other words. There's other things you could say. Oh my God. This is so crazy.
So if a woman was only, if a woman is hanging out with you and, you know, all she said is, oh my God, Tara, oh my God, you're going to say, would you please expand your vocabulary?
I would. It'd get annoying after a while. I'm like, you got to be able to say something else. You got to be able to say something else. I'm sorry. I need you to throw a couple more tools in your tool belt. You can get the daily word emailed to you, just a new word that you can learn today. I do it, right? To broaden my vocabulary, I get a daily word sent to me. Try to use it in a sentence in that day.
Ladies,
you can do that besides, oh my God.
Ladies, if you ever make it to that place where the magic happens with Terrell, then make sure you bring a dictionary and a thesaurus with you.
Yeah, just, you know, oh my God. Stop that. To the left. Go back down. Like, just mix it up. But if it's just the same thing over and over.
Slide to the left.
Yeah. Slide to the right. Two pumps one time.
Yo, I like how her dad, though. Her dad isn't fucking around. He's just like, yo, yep, we're up. Y'all up now. Y'all had your one night. Now it's time to be parents.
Well, I did make a note because I think kudos to her family, because you really think about it. Mm-hmm. They're taking on a lot, too. You know, yes. They're having him now living in their house. It's a small town, so you have everyone talking. They see the cameras mm-hmm. at your house. There's a lot of eyes and attention on it. And I thought that it was great that they were touched, the fact that Kobe was so emotional about meeting Coben for the first time.
Yeah.
So kudos to them for taking that chance, because not many families, especially not many families in Salina, Kansas, would be down for this.
I'm about to say, first you bring home this brown baby, and then you bring home the black daddy. So, yeah, you got to give them props. But that's actually what changes a lot of people around the country, right? I mean, when the grandkids come in and the grandkids are a shade darker than everybody else in the family tree, then that's when that it kind of opens up their eyes a little bit when you have these families that don't see past the palm of their hand.
Well, true. And I think it just goes to show that those kids didn't choose to come into this life. That mm-hmm. kid didn't choose to be an interracial child with someone from the motherland. Right. So you're going to love the kid. And then hopefully that opens their eyes up, because I you do hear these stories about these families who grew up a particular way, had mm-hmm. one particular mindset. And then this little brown baby comes into their life and they fall in love with it. And then as the kid gets older, they start to see the looks and the things that people of color see all the time. And so it changes their viewpoint. And so right. I think it's great. But the fact that you're going to welcome this person into your home that you haven't met, which I have questions, because through all the FaceTiming, wouldn't you have FaceTimed family and kind of talked to the parents? Because you're about to live in their house. Like, wouldn't y'all have a lot more dialogue? Maybe they did, but I just didn't seem like there was.
I'm going to assume that they would have at some point, at least, hey, how you doing? Merry Christmas. Something, right? I mean,
right.
At some point, the way the dad is acting right now, I can't think that at no point that he went, this baby's been here for 17 months and I haven't even seen what the daddy looks like besides a picture. No, he's definitely spoken to him on the phone. I think it's a little different in person because you're still, for Coben, it's like you're going into their house. It's not like you're going, all right, we're here to pick him up. Peace out. We're going to our house. No, you're staying in their house. So it's a little uncomfortable for him. And I get that. And, you know, again, I thought the family was really welcoming in the way they did it. They were, they're still a little judgy, but I can't blame them for it, because I would be the same damn way.
Well, true. But my thought was that there'd be a lot more one-on-one conversations between Kobe and the dad, Kobe and the mom, both parents, like really getting a chance to really get to know and understand each other, because you're about to come live in my house and with cameras. So hey, I would want to have a whole lot more conversation and dialogue with you outside of, hey, happy Mother's Day, happy Father's Day, Merry Christmas. And that's it.
The producers over at 90 Day Fiancé said, if it didn't happen on camera, it never happened. You know, what was interesting was we actually got to meet your neighbor this week. Patrick, his brother John, and who obviously came from Married at First Sight, Boston, and his beautiful girlfriend, fiance, Thais.
Well, John reminds me of Bill Burr. Like, just listening to him talk and looking at him, like, I didn't know he was related to Bill Burr. This is dope. But he looks just like Bill Burr and sounds a lot like Bill Burr.
All white men from Boston do not look alike. I just want to point that out. Go ahead. Continue.
Thank you for calling that out. I think that it was great to be able to meet them and see somebody out of Austin. I hadn't heard of him before and his story about his doping scandal, and that's why he can't do weights and all that. I'm like, okay, I get it. Because I was wondering where they were building up to. But I made a note. I'm like, John's going to be a problem, because she doesn't like John. Mm-hmm. And for, I think, trivial reasons. She doesn't really have a reason to not like John.
Right.
But she's just saying, I'm going to move there, and I'm going to be in your house, and I got this John guy. So the fact that that's an issue.
It's my house, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a red flag. And the fact that she's that jealous. You know, so my brother went to Brazil. My brother went to Brazil. And so I have a different view of what I heard about what Brazil is like. And so I'm like, okay, what's this girl about? But the fact that she's that psycho jealous to where she needs to know what he's doing. It's all the, he can't train female salespeople because she gets jealous.
That's ridiculous.
All those are big problems.
Shared locations, I have no problem with.
I do.
Because, and you would. I mean, unless when you get in a relationship that you have no issue sharing, it's one of those things, right? Where if you have no problem sharing locations, it doesn't mean you're staring to see where that person is at all times, right? I think the thing about it is, like, the fact that he can't be around someone of the opposite sex is ridiculous. I think that her jealous behavior is really and truly uncalled for. And I've dealt with jealous people before, and I tell people all the time, or at least I've told them, and I've told those people in the past, I don't do jealousy because I'm not going to be jealous. If I'm going to be jealous of what's going on and I'm worried about what you're doing, then we don't need to be together. Plain and simple. And that's what I'm thinking when I see these two, because, and here's one thing I didn't notice though. On all these dating shows, every woman from Brazil, and I'm not going to make a generalization, I'm just going to say on these dating shows, every woman from Brazil has been jealous as shit. Every last one of them.
Okay, very true. And I'd assume, because I don't watch these dating shows. But
you do now.
I think if you're in a relationship with somebody, I get sharing locations from a safety standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where are you at? Da, da, da. All the calls he has to make, all the check-ins he has to do, it's all the trips story, that he's yes. done because she's jealous, that's mm-hmm. impacting you financially. And you need to save money because mm-hmm. you're about to get married to somebody who looks a little bit high maintenance that you're going to have yeah. to provide for. And mm-hmm. so you're letting all this impact your money. And that's the problem for me. Like, you never let a relationship impact your money. And so he's the fact that he's sacrificing and doing all this stuff to me is a little bit crazy. But she's gorgeous. A lot of men with money go to Brazil.
Yes.
And the fact that they have money, they have access to a lot of these beautiful women in Brazil that you just might not see in the streets of Austin. So I would have questions on his side. I'm like, are you double checking what she's doing? Are you checking her location? Are you seeing where she's at? Because if you're not, if it's mutual and you're both psycho and crazy like that, great. But if you're just trying to appease her, but she's not being that forthcoming with everything that she's doing in Brazil, where people go mm-hmm. for the purpose of having a week of just hooking up with beautiful women because they're a dime a dozen in Brazil. So I don't know about that.
I will say this, though. If you paid attention to what he said when we first met Patrick, his first wife was his first girlfriend. He hasn't really dated a lot of women.
Mm.
And if he dated any women, remember, they were after his first wife. So you got to understand where he is mentally. He's this big athletic guy, the big weightlifting, former weightlifting guy, the cheater, the doper. So, I mean, at the same time, he's that, but he's not the smooth, charismatic guy, right? I will give him points on the fact that he learned Portuguese. Now, granted, his dad was from Brazil. So, you know, great to get in touch with your culture. Get your woman from your culture. Go ahead, man. That's what I'm talking about. Do what you got to do. But having her run your life the way she's running it in that manner, I get trying to ease someone's jealousy. But if you can't trust me, we don't need to be together. And there are many people in the past that will never make it past that first step because of that. We don't do that. Mm-mm.
Well, but here. So I think I can see where he's coming from, because I think maybe we've all done this in our past. You come across someone that you feel is, oh my God, so beautiful, out of my league, that you overcompensate. And I think maybe he's overcompensating. I've done it. And that blew up in my face big time. But I've done it. And maybe for him, because no one has been as hot as this girl,
mm-hmm.
his mind is just blown.
And he even said that.
Yeah.
He even said she's the hottest girl he's ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, like, you get someone that you think is out of your league. So he mm-hmm. has that mindset. One thing I will say is they must have separate dads, because John doesn't give two shits about Portuguese or Brazil. So I think they have separate dads, because John
is
not
speaking,
like,
in a Boston accent.
John's just like, yeah, whatever, mahalo. Anyway, we're going to go drink it.
Aloha. It's from a tropical place, right? Yes, the same thing, same language. Yeah, man.
Which we'll get to later. You want a red stripe?
Exactly. Yo, speaking of delusional, folks, because it seems like Patrick's just slightly delusional. It's going to be interesting to see how this kind of plays out. But Jabri and Miona. Oh, my God. Back to Rapid City, South Dakota. And so many things to say about them. I don't understand. Jabri, you know Miona can't cook. She can't clean. She can't take care of herself. She can't do anything around the house except lay around. I know he's infatuated with her. What was his expectation of her as a wife, though? I'm trying to understand.
Well, he doesn't have those Olajuwon expectations, apparently. So we got that. But
obviously,
I took quite a few notes on them because I'm like, okay, how do you mess up a pre-cooked frozen meal that you just have to put in a skillet and heat up? Like the flavor, I've had that exact same meal that they've had, and it's not bad. It's good, but it's pre-made. Like, how did
not
you
according
mess
to his
it
mama?
Up? Right, but like, how do you mess that up? And then I kind of gave shade to the mom because I'm like, instead of talking shit, why not use this as a coaching bonding moment? Hey, tell you what, tomorrow, why don't we cook together? I'm going to show you a couple things and y'all can bond and be able to get to know Miona a bit better. Miona can get to know her. Maybe they can build a relationship. But you don't shit on somebody who cooked for you. Even if you cook for me and I don't like it, I am not going to be like, hey, can I give you some feedback? Yeah, this is a no. The fact that you put in the effort to do it,
so it even
I'm
like going to
recognize that over the fact that it's not good. Now, I might say, hey, next time, why don't we make this together? And then I might say, you know what? You should put a little bit of Tony Satchery's right here.
let's be fair. Let's be fair. Jabri is this idiot who brought this woman into his house to live rent-free in his mama's house and feels this woman still feels it's unfair for them to have to cook for his parents because she's never done it before. Mm-hmm. So do you really think if his mom said, hey, why don't we try to cook together? Here's the thing I have about this. This is where I still blame the mom on this. You never taught Jabri how to cook. What the hell did you think was going to happen when the two of them got in the kitchen?
100%. 100%. And so I took note of that. And I think that Jabri and Miona, both immature. Mm-hmm. They look at his parents asking them to like contribute to the house as rules. And it's like, no, they just want you to contribute because they're paying all the bills.
Exactly.
You're driving their car. Mm-hmm. They're covering all your stuff. You need to contribute, do something. And that something means you're going to help clean. You're going to help cook. You're going to do something. You can even live at my house. If you went through hard times, you're like, Terrell, I need to come to Austin. Can I crash with you? All day, every day. But you're going to do something around this house. You're not going to leave my cabinet doors open and just sitting around in basketball shorts doing nothing like you did at UTSA. So I think there's that.
That's an over-exaggeration, but continue.
It's 100% accurate.
It's but, nothing.
That's totally fine. But here's something that Miona said that I took note of. I feel like it's all about her. And she made the comment, I want to make my dreams come true.
Yes.
I moved here to make my dreams come true.
She sure
I'm like,
did.
Okay, if you're going to get married to somebody, you know, I've not been married, so the beams of light don't shoot up my fingers. I don't have all the wisdom. But isn't it about making our dreams come true? And for her, her dream is, I'm going to move here, and in 2 weeks, we're going to L.A. like we talked about.
Yeah.
And he's been telling you, we're going to be here a while. And she's like, the winter stuff, too? He's like, yeah.
All of it.
I can't wait to see wintertime.
Oh, my God. That's going
to be amazing. I can't wait to see winter in South Dakota.
Well, you got to think, she comes from Serbia. It's not exactly the most tropical place on earth.
No, it's not. But I think it's all about her, really what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. And that's partly Jabri's fault because they should have had a lot more conversation about what the expectation should be when she gets there. I think she lacks maturity in a big way. But Jabri needs to listen to his homeboy. Your homeboy has told you about this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your friends. And that's the difference between, and we've talked about this on previous shows, that's the difference between guys and girls. A guy will tell his homeboy, dude, I don't think you should do this.
Yep.
This is crazy, but if this is what you want to do, great, but you're missing a whole bunch of stuff. Where I think women they're not that honest to say, girl, are you crazy? What are you thinking? You should know better than this.
Let's let's also be fair here to Miona, because we're piling a lot on her, and rightfully so. She can't cook, she can't clean, she can't do anything around the house. Well, then we know one thing she can do. She can put it down on Jabri, because that man has lost his goddamn mind.
Well, by Jabri's standards, let's just be honest. By Jabri's standards,
then there's that.
It's amazing. To someone else, you know, I heard someone say, for every hot girl out there, there's some guy who's tired of sleeping with her.
Yeah.
So by Jabri's standards, she's amazing. And yeah, you can get caught up in the whole beauty and all that. I don't find her attractive. Yeah. Personally.
Why? Is it a Batman villain eyebrows?
No, I just don't find her look attractive. But their communication is terrible, because to me, and I'm sure he's told her this, like, it's going to be a while before we can get to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bring a lot of stuff. It may be 6 months to a year. Maybe we can get to L.A. if I do this. But if she doesn't want him to collaborate with David on the album, like, what is he supposed to do to earn money? Because that's what his plan was. And if you don't like David and David don't like you, Jabri was right. Y'all need to figure this out, because you're both my family. And she's like, no, you're not my family. All that's bullshit.
Yeah, but his plan is really not a plan, and it really isn't a good plan. And that's why she knows. Here's the thing, I think we got to take into consideration. She's looking at it and going, this is not 6 months. This is not a year. This is more like 6 years. I don't want to live in South Dakota. Now, she's being selfish, and she definitely wants to go in 6 days. Ain't going to happen. This will be interesting, because it's going to be a shit show the entire way. Another shit show that is definitely right in front of our eyes, Kara and Guillermo. And with these two, I went back and forth. First of all, watch his reaction to everything in the U.S. Like, oh, my God, those bales of hay, they're so neat. it's like a kid coming outside for the first time.
But I've been to Mexico. And even when you cross the border in San Diego to go into Tijuana, you see what Tijuana is like. It is so different that I think we take things for granted here. And I remember when I was a restaurant manager, I had cooks that came over from Mexico, five of them in a one-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But that one-bedroom apartment had electricity, had air, had water that they didn't have in Tijuana. Like in Tijuana, you would see these little man-made houses with cardboard, with no running water, no plumbing, but people live there.
Mm-hmm.
And off the side of the street, you could easily see it. And so I get why he's just like wowed by so much stuff, because we take it for granted here. You know, remember my hot water heater ran out when you were here? I'm just like, this is bullshit. My hot water heater's out. He was living in a house with no hot water and was like, yeah, we just took faster showers.
I just figured out your hot water heater just didn't like you, because it worked for me.
No. Had to get replaced. But I mean, I totally get where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
Even the AC. The whole thing about waking up in the AC is like, it was a little cold. But again, if... You're growing up, you're in the Caribbean, and he's in the Dominican Republic, right? After coming from Venezuela. The way houses are built back home, they're built to allow air to go through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not thinking about, I'm missing out on AC, because there's still a breeze going through. And if now Dominican Republic is a little bigger than when I grew up on Montserrat, or when I grew up in St. Kitts, and how close we were to the water. So we always had the sea breeze, so there's always that. In a big island, I'm sure when you're further inland, you're not getting that, right? Now, his whole thing about not wanting to take a goddamn shower for very long, wash your nasty ass, listen here, Guillermo. And what does that say about Kara, too? And she was still laying up underneath you, talking about, do you miss my smell? Because I smell like soap.
You can get clean in 5 minutes. You know, he took a 30-minute hot shower. You can take a 5-minute cold shower, hit the hot spots, and get out and be fine. You could totally do that.
Yeah, if you're in a rush, wash your ass.
But cold water, like, you know me, I'm like a cat. I hate cold water. And so if I have to take a shower in cold water, it's going to be super quick.
If you had 109 degrees, like it is in Austin right about now, not this very second, but, you know, that's the temperature you're all running around, and you had no AC, would you take a cold shower willingly and for longer than 5 minutes?
If I had no AC, that's a different extreme. But if I had no AC and it's 109 and humid in Austin, Texas, if I had to take a cold shower like Spike Lee and do the right thing, I totally would. Right? But I wouldn't want to do that every day. He was doing it every day. If I had to do it once, I could do it. But if this was my norm, hell no.
You get used to it.
Maybe, but living here in USA, no, I'm not going to get used to it. I want to be able to turn it on. And I get mad if it takes 15 seconds to get hot. I'm like, what's up with this thing? Is this broke? Well, it's not hot.
You see, I've never had to worry about any of that. So I don't get it. I mean.
Yeah, no, I prefer a nice hot shower. So I get where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. But I think their dynamic is going to be what we talked about, that he wants to be looked at as a man.
Yes.
And so this whole computer thing, which I find hilarious because
how about let's start with this toothbrush?
Well, she's saying, okay, $1,000 for a computer. I'm like, he doesn't need a $1,000 computer. He's never really had a computer before. You can easily get him an ASICS $300 to $500 laptop.
She has one. She offered to let him use it.
I get it. But she could easily, $300 to $500 is what that could cost. He wants his own laptop. Now, I agree. Why do you need your own laptop?
Exactly.
What do you want to do with that? And vice versa. I wouldn't want to use her laptop. And what he's looking for is some type of independence. He's looking
That's
to
exactly
be,
what he's doing.
I'm a man. I have my independence. I don't want to depend on, hey, babe, what's your password again? You know, you don't want to depend on that. He wants to be able to hop on a computer when he wants. She's going to be out showing homes, selling houses. He's going to be at the house. So he wants something to do, but not have to depend on her laptop.
You know what? He didn't want something happening to her computer and her blaming it on him. That means he wanted to go to Pornhub and all those other porn sites, and he just didn't want all the spam to download on her computer. She's like, what the? I can't do work because you spam my computer. It makes sense now.
Could be it, right? But even still, if he wanted to indulge in a little you porn, can he do that without going on her computer so she can see his history and be like, oh, this is what you're into? It's like, I'm not into that, but in the 5 minutes of free time I had before you got home, that's what I was into. And I just wanted to explore, have a little bit of a moment.
And by the way, when you go get my toothbrush, we're going to need some lotion too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're living a life of MILF porn right now. So it doesn't really matter.
And it's not, she's really not that much older than him. Again, I like to stress this because it makes it seem like she's so much older than him. She's literally 6 years older, but she's probably about 20 years older than him.
Yes.
And at first I when that conversation started, I was on his side, like, hey, let that man. And then I was like, wait a minute. No, she's right. She's totally right in this. Like, no, we don't need to spend $1,000. We only have $6,000 saved right now. We've got a lot to do, and we need to be able, because you can't work.
Yep.
So, I mean, and now the people, legally. Now, the other part about it is that even just food, electricity, water, it's no longer for one person. That bill, all those bills at least double. Electricity is probably going to more than double because he's going to be home more than anything else.
The money they make on the show covers that.
Yeah, but you know,
they're not like filming
them
using their budget.
Yeah, but still, you still got to be able to account for it. So, yeah,
but she is right. She is right, and that's the mature, responsible thing is what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
But what she also has to understand is you can't chop a man's balls off and. Yes. Not let him be independent, because that's what he's wanting, is to still have some type of independence and feel like he's a man, knowing I can't contribute financially. Mm-hmm. Even if I wanted to, and even if I went out and did illegal work, I can't bring in what you're bringing in. So give me this. Give me a laptop so I can go to my own sites, look at things I want to look at without you knowing about it.
She's got to think of this as her boyfriend, her fiance now, is actually a college freshman. Because remember, he left Venezuela to go to Dominican Republic, but he was with his brothers. So he was still being babied. These are his older brothers, right? His two older brothers. So they were still, he's the baby. They're going to take care of him. He didn't have any responsibility. Mm-hmm. And now he's coming over. So now he's trying to flex a little bit and be that, because you kept joking in front of his friends about, you know, him being the baby and you're robbing the cradle. So he's tired of that and he's done with it. And it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. And we watched some of this happen with another couple from 90 Day Fiancé. And he stayed home and was playing video games. But he got himself a hell of a gamer chair, had the computer. she made money as a nurse, and she did it for him. So
yeah,
maybe he watched that show too. He may have watched that season. Bilal and Shaida. Now, this is interesting because, you know, everything they went through that first day, right? They get to the real house, and now, of course, his family's coming over. First of all, I just want to get to the very beginning of when we saw them on camera. I hate when people act like everyone from the Caribbean is supposed to sound like the American vision of a Jamaican. 2 years, man. Shut up. Shut your dumb ass up. You're dating a woman from Trinidad. You have to understand that the Trinidadian accent is one of the prettiest accents in the Caribbean. Ask any man, they will tell you that. Jackass goes just reverse to A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You idiot. And I know, I hate Bilal. I hate him with a passion. I hate him almost as much as I hate Olajuwon. I just happen to hate him a lot faster.
But Bilal, we need a new home. And who's going to pay for it?
That's an African accent. Jesus Christ. Get your black accents right. What the fuck? I'm going to call you Belagewan. Yes. How about
that? Bilal, give me a red stripe and let's talk about the fucking ceiling.
I don't know what the fuck accent that was.
I can't do it, but I thought it was hilarious when I saw that. So I struggle with Shaida because I don't like shy, quiet, timid women. Mm. I like women who are bold. They have their, you know, here's my personality. I'm out there, and I'm just more drawn to that. So when his family came over, I'm just like, why are you acting all weird? Just be you, right? But she's just that person. It's in the name. She's shy.
I want to say this real quick, though. Pay attention. His mom notices something that he doesn't notice. He's not engaged to a fool. His mom, just because, don't excuse her quietness for complete shyness. I do believe she was acting a little shy around it, but it's also feeling your way around all these new characters. Olajuwon did it the exact opposite way, and we masked him on Married at First Sight. She's coming in and she's assessing the situation. Let me see where his family is, and the fact that this man, now I can embarrass him in front of his family, but I'm going to let him go this route and try to act like I'm in a fantasy land, but that's not what we discussed. I'm going to deal with him later. And she's been bold and straightforward with him. So before you say she's being shy with them, I think she's assessing the situation.
I hear what you're saying, but I want someone that, regardless if it's my family or just one-on-one, you are you, and you're going to be your personality. You're going to say what you think, say what you feel, and not be timid because you're meeting my mom. And you meet, you know, I don't have a sister. Whatever. You meet my brother's cool as shit, so it wouldn't matter. But I want someone to be themselves, and I noticed she was being that way. But what I didn't like is, why is the family a little butthurt that she didn't like being in the house that they grew up in, that they don't want to live in anymore?
Y'all ain't living in the fucking house?
Yeah, if the house is that awesome, why aren't y'all living in it? You could live there for free, but you know it's not. Exactly. And so you would understand why she's not feeling it. But then when Bilal made the comment that she lives in this fantasy world of this and that, I'm like, I felt that was very condescending.
Very.
Don't even get me going on the kids, because if she's been wanting kids and Bilal doesn't want to have more kids, y'all been talking for 2 years. Why has this not been something that we've said, hey, this is what I
don't
want, this is what you want,
years.
Let's go separate ways. You're wasting her years, you're wasting her uterus, you're wasting her time. If you don't want to have children, don't do this.
Exactly. And, you know, here's another thing I didn't like. I didn't like his family. Well, she's 37. She's never been married. She has no kids. So if she was 37, been divorced twice, got 14 kids, you still have something to say. Make up your friggin' mind. Which one is it?
Exactly. It's like, well, your son is X age, divorced with 2 kids. Mm-hmm. So is he better than me because he did that, or is he not? And I think that's a very judgy thing to say to somebody.
Yeah.
Who cares why she hasn't had kids and hasn't gotten married yet?
Exactly.
She just hasn't made bad choices. Whereas your boy has.
But think about this. And when you talk about being shy, when it came to the thing about kids and her, and he made that comment about the fantasy land, you saw what she's, and even they were like, oh, well, you guys have time. And she's like, no, we definitely have time to see if we're going to go ahead and get married. And I like the fact that she stressed that part because she's letting it be known. Don't think because I'm here, you own me. Don't feel like I got to be grateful that I'm here because I can take my ass back home.
Right. But to me, you shouldn't have came here had you not had that thing figured out. You shouldn't even go on a plane if you're like, wait a minute, you're not sure if you want to have more children. Because mm-hmm. That's a deal breaker for me. And if mm-hmm. that's not what you want, I'm going to cancel this flight right now. We don't have to go on the show. And I can move on with my life.
Right.
That's 90 days I'm not going to waste on you compared to finding someone else. Even though she's been engaged twice. But whatever.
However, even if they don't go through with it, you're going to get this 90 days. It takes you 90 days to go have some fun with this dude and build your social profile. Because a lot of it, you get your social profile built. Now, her yoga business, because you can do yoga virtually. Hey, she can build that brand. She's all about... I don't knock her. I'm not saying that's what she's doing. I'm just saying, stand up for yourself. Watch what you do. Don't let this jackass run you over.
I thought they were in it for love, Yanni. That's what this is about. Love.
Whatever, man. Not with that jackass. Run. Look, in the words of her mother, just bring your backside back home. Hey, that's a Caribbean mother right there.
You get have you heard that saying that she home. Said? That saying she said that when a boy has the eye of his mother, what's it called? Have you ever heard that before?
I've probably heard something close to it, but not exactly sure. That one. Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's what I was asking. I wasn't saying like, this is a saying across everybody from every
hey,
island.
I don't know, because y'all feel like everybody talks like goddamn Jamaicans. You feel like there's one island in the Caribbean, and it's Jamaica, and that's the only shit you know.
Stella.
Everybody's Jamaican. Everybody, you don't
Stella,
sound like you.
You know I
you don't
love
sound
you.
Like you Jamaican. Of course I shouldn't. I'm not from Jamaica, you jackass.
Stella, you know I love you.
Oh my God, I don't even know what country in Africa that accent was from.
I'm bad at accents. I'm bad at accents.
No shit. Ari and Benny. Heading to Princeton, New Jersey from Ethiopia.
So with Ari and Benny, I don't understand why Benny is so scared of his sisters. Because it's not his brothers. It's his sisters that have this control over him. And I'm like, dude, man up. Like, I don't know. You know, and
here's
I'd love to
you
hear.
Missed.
I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear the ladies comment. Mm-hmm. But. Ladies, how many guys would you want to date that's like Benny and has that type of energy where his sisters have all this say-so in his life and he's scared to even talk to him? Like, what kind of relationship would that be? So I just don't get it. And maybe if it's a cultural difference, great. They grew up so, you know, they're close because of whatever family situations happen. But to me, he doesn't seem man enough to leave his country and leave his family. Mm-hmm. And to go to the U.S. and make something of himself. I just don't feel like he has that in him.
He is the baby of the family. And like literally, I want to say his and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you've also watched 90 Day the Other Way. And when he was introduced, wasn't his nickname Baby? And so he's the baby of the family. He lived with his older brothers. His sisters are always. So as the baby of the family, they've always babied him and taken care of him. Does this sound familiar? It sounds like somebody else we just talked about earlier today. But that's the problem. And so you're right. And I think that's the problem that his sisters have with Ari, because what they realize is that we've run this guy's life, this entire mm-hmm. town. We haven't allowed him to grow up and be a man. And now mm-hmm. when he goes over there, he's not going to have us to have his back. And she is going to run him.
Mm-hmm. Because he's used to letting somebody run him. Mm-hmm. And so that's why Ari can be as dominant and alpha with him, and he's going to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And I think Ari likes that, mm-hmm. you know, but his sister called it out when she called him naive. And I really think he is. He's just naive to the whole thing. But the positive I will say is that I'm glad that he's going to try to see his other son when he gets into the U.S. I think that's a good move. But other than that, I just don't have a lot of respect for him as a man, because he just seems... just very weak.
hopefully he's able to change that for you over the course of the season, because we've got a long way to go. We're only 4 episodes in, and I think last season went for like 18 or 19 episodes, so we got a long
Jesus
way to go.
Christ.
Long...
Don't even tell me that.
That's why I didn't tell you that from the very beginning.
Don't. It's not that long. Tell me it's not that long. That's just ridiculous. I have a vacation coming up, and I'll be out of country on a Sunday, so we're gonna have to skip an episode.
Oh man, I love this torture. I should have told you it was actually 35 episodes. That would have been better.
You get the hell out of here with that. I'll say, hey, Yanni, I can't record, man. My Wi-Fi is acting up. I can't watch the show.
Hey, yo,
Wi-Fi's out in all of Texas. Wi-Fi's out in all of Texas.
Go over to Patrick's house. He's him, Thais, and John are watching the show right now.
Yeah. Hey, Patrick, you mind if I set up my ring light and my microphone? All I need is about 3 hours of time. I'll be out of you and John's hair. Y'all can go back to whatever bar games you're playing.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. But don't forget, we're doing this every Sunday. We'll drop the 90 Day Fiancé recaps Wednesdays, at least for the next 3 to 4 weeks. We'll be doing the Married at First Sight recaps. And we're also dropping our regulars. So make sure you follow, like, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm just Terrell, who's sick of this shit.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod. He actually secretly loves this. Trust me.
Don't. Be sure to send us some of your random thoughts, or even some of the bullshit you find on the internet, and we'll talk about it on the show.
Or even some other shows you want us to recap, because you see, Terrell loves this.
No. Some of y'all's prayer warriors, y'all need prayer warriors. The fact that y'all like watching this stuff.
Prayer warriors need prayer.
You need to pray for yourselves.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.